And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Yeehaw!
What is up, dude?
Going on, brothers? Well, I guess just brother today.
Well, so far. Great. Dave said he's going to try to make it. He's running late from work. So
yeah, we'll another cleanup crew, dude. Last week, dude, I felt so bad, like, with all the shit that, like, his wife sent you on a text message.
Oh, I know.
I'm
like so
fighting
much.
Fighting employees.
Fighting, fucking flooding, fucking all kinds of shit happening. He said it all happened within the last hour.
Yep, he had to clean up some random turd. He got monkeypox. No, I don't know. But hey, who the hell knows, dude? Who the hell knows?
Who knows?
But it is the DNC. It is the week of the DNC.
Yes,
how many days are they doing this? Three?
I think it's three. The RNC was three, right?
I think it was like four. Maybe four or five. Because Trump, I think, spoke on the fourth night?
I don't know how many days they're going. Actually, I know this is night three.
Well, you know, Obama and his husband Mike came out on stage yesterday, and
Ooh. Yeah,
they did speak. I guess it was pretty dynamic because he's a good speaker. You know, that's what he's known for. But then again, I'm like, dude, like by now, I don't know if you know that he's lying when he's talking. But, like, Obama doesn't really care. Like, he came out, like, I've seen, like, people doing TikToks and stuff about, like, Obama came out and was like, I'm fired up! I'm fired up! It's like, about what, dude? Like,
yeah. There's
nothing to be fired up about. Like, the economy sucks. Like, I just actually saw an article today that, like, Lowe's and Home Depot might be shutting some stores.
Oh, really?
I'm like, what?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, because, like, they're just people aren't spending money on DIY stuff, like, the price of everything.
Well, it's funny. It's funny because, like, the whole topic of the DNC so far is how they're going to bring it all back. They're going to everything's bad. And it's all they're going to bring it all back. Kamala's going to do it.
Yeah.
And Trump's bad. Trump is the evil.
Duh.
But then there was I don't remember if I saved it, but there was a CNN clip. A guy was on CNN and he was like, so Democrats have a control, like, the majority of the time over the last 16 years.
Uh-huh.
Like, 12 of the last 16 years, they were the ones running everything.
Pretty much.
Trump had four, yeah. He says, but you can't blame all of it on Trump when you've ran the majority of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
and everyone's
fair.
Everyone's sitting around the table going,
Like, okay, I guess. But, like, to be fair, when Trump was president, both the House and the Senate were, like, majority Republican, and he still couldn't get shit done. So, I mean, when you got a bunch of fucking weirdos there...
What do you consider not getting shit done?
Well, I mean, everything was stalemated. We'll just put it that way. It was like the... Because you know that phrase where they say, like, Congress or legislation is supposed to be like a tea plate?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's supposed to just simmer and you're, you know, like, cool things down and, like, let's not go fast. Let's just, you know, go slow. And I'm like, what is this bullshit?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you want to fix problems?
Yeah, you'd think.
Well, to me, like, why wasn't the wall built? You know what I mean? Because if the wall was built, we wouldn't have had, like, this massive immigration flux. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, some would say that was on purpose.
That's what I'm saying, dude. That's what I think.
Knowing knowing that they're not going to finish the wall, so you leave a little bit, knowing that they're not going to put it together, and then everyone's going to see all the border bullshit.
Yeah, but not only to see it, but I mean, I hope that they can keep track of these people. Because, like, if this was like a Trump plan, you know what I mean, and this is just a big conspiracy, but, like, I personally think that they didn't want the wall built. Like, they, as in the people who want this country destroyed.
Yeah.
You can say whoever that is. But I feel like because Trump had to like jump through hoops. He was using like military spending to pay for the wall. Like he had like to go unorthodox routes.
Yeah, because he couldn't get anybody to actually approve the spending for it.
Yeah, and so like I get that that can push it back a little bit, right? But like he literally had all the supplies and shit sitting there when he left office.
Yep.
So it's like, did it take? Like, how long was that shit sitting there? Like, why wasn't like people building it and stuff all the way up until he got out?
That's what well, I think they were. I think that everything to finish it was there.
Yeah, but the workers weren't working. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, I don't know.
Let's make this shit happen. Maybe like, was it the COVID restrictions or some shit? I don't know. Maybe.
Who knows?
But
did
yeah,
COVID actually
like,
get out there in that in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I mean, so some funny stuff has been happening at the DNC, and there was one video that I bookmarked, and there's an article that I have that goes with it, and it has to do with this guy who was trolling the entire thing, and his name is Alex Stranger, and he's known for like trolling city council meetings and kind of doing the Alex Stein type of thing.
Yeah,
you know, the comedian. And so he got his chance to cosplay, and he's wearing his White Dudes for Harris, you know, supporter shirt and all this crap. And he bumped into this BBC reporter at the DNC, and then, like, they got into, like, this two-minute kind of satirical interview. But the guy reporting him, the reporter, didn't know he
didn't
was
know he was,
around.
Like, filming full of shit.
I mean, he kind of, like, he had that look like, dude, are you serious? But you know, he was also being like, "You're saying some woke ass shit." But I'm cool with it if you're being legit. I'm cool.
Yeah, I watched the first little bit of this, and I was like, "Man, this guy is so over the top."
Yeah, so I was like, "This has to be a joke."
Yeah, watch the first.
What brought you out here today? No, listen. My name is Noah Shorts. I use he/they pronouns. Like, I'm just really excited that we have like the first Black woman that could be the president of the United States. And you know, like my wife, right? We're in a polyamorous relationship. The lover that my wife took is African American, and like I've learned so much about the struggle that people of color go through as a result of my wife's boyfriend. And so I'm excited to really do my part to show solidarity for marginalized communities. And like the best way to do that is to get the first woman of color to be the commander in chief. And I'm really excited. I'm so pumped.
Okay, pause. Like, the reporter is looking at him like, I'm proud, and I'm, like, mysteriously just aroused at the same time.
Yeah, he kind of looked like he doesn't know, like, he most likely agrees with what you're saying, but you're coming at him so hard.
Real hard, dude.
he's like, whoa, I don't know what's happening right now.
So, like, he started it out, like, super strong. Noah Schwartz. I mean, that's just, you can say what you want about that name. But then, like, he goes, like, he, they, and I have these pronouns, and yeah. I'm so excited to have the first Black woman president, blah, blah, blah. But then, like, the whole polyamorous relationship and how, like, my wife chose a Black lover. And it just taught me so much about, like, the Black community, dude. And it's just, like, I'm so grateful.
I don't know this guy, so I don't know if he actually does have a Black wife or not.
No. That's the whole part of this, dude. Like the cucking out of his wife to, like, you know what I mean? Like, that is just so, like, super woke. That's something a woke, woke individual would do, right? Be like, I love my wife so much that I'm willing to give her away and have her
and
be
just
pleasured
get,
by
let her
another
get,
man.
Let her get railed.
Yeah. By just some big Black D, you know what I mean? The big Black caucus.
So what was this guy's ultimate? I didn't get to watch the end of this. So how did this guy respond to him?
We'll watch the rest of it, dude. Okay. It's you know, not too much longer.
Been pumped and excited when Joe Biden was the nominee. I mean, listen, like, I would vote for a corpse over voting for Donald Trump because he's a disgusting fascist white supremacist pig. but now, like, you know, we get to really make history. We have. You know, like I said, we have the first woman of color to be president of the United States. And, like, you know, our country, it was founded on the values of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And Kamala there's nothing embodies those values more than a Kamala Harris presidency. So I'm pumped. Like, I'm ready. You know, I am so excited. I'm a proud white dude for Kamala Harris, baby. Let's go.
Woo!
Have you seen any excitement at a Democratic event like in this stadium? Or? No, listen, this is amazing. You know, like, you can't generate. I couldn't see any more excitement. Like, the only way there could be any.
Yeah, so I mean, he kind of like struggles there at the end. He's like, I couldn't see it.
Well, I mean, you can only keep the shred going on for so long.
I know. But this is kind of what we need. You know what I mean? We need to just make fun of the whole thing.
I'm surprised. Like, I thought there for a second when he was like standing up and really moving his arms around, he was almost going to like break and laugh.
Oh, yeah.
but he held it together. He held it together.
He did, dude. You know, I mean, so that's, I like this kind of stuff because the whole thing is a big joke to me. Like, the RNC, the DNC, it's just a bunch of hubbub, like huffing, puffing, getting the chest all big.
Well, like, yeah, a lot of it is. I mean, a lot of it, some of it is actual like procedure that they do according to how things are supposed to go. But the majority of it is just they're sucking each other's dicks.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, I mean, like the Novus Ordo Seclorum at the RNC. Like, what is this? Why do we have the dollar bill Novus Ordo Seclorum on the, you know, it's just like, what are we trying to do? And then everybody wearing the ear pillows and stuff to like mock or mimic Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird. I did see a guy, like, I forget who it was, but he tried to sneak in an illegal alien into the DNC.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They didn't let him in, obviously.
Well, dude, there's a lot of, Palestinian pro-Palestine protesters on the outside of this.
Yeah, they're like fighting cops and shit.
Yeah. So like, I don't know, man. I like, we'll see what happens with that, but
I mean, there was reports of bricks around there once again, just like back in 2020.
Right? Like big pallets of bricks?
Yeah.
Hello.
So I don't know, maybe once the DNC is like over or they like announce who the nominee is, like maybe I wonder if shit's going to go haywire.
Yeah. Well, I mean, shit did kind of go haywire. I have another clip here of, Walz? Tim Walz?
Yeah.
He's coming out, and he has that Richard Simmons energy, bro.
Mm.
He's got that Dick Simmons energy.
Oh, yeah. Here's a side-by-side of, like,
yep.
of Richard Simmons and, what's his first name?
Tim Walz?
Tim Walz,
I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big old Dick Simmons right here. Come on, baby. Let's get pumped.
I'm so pumped up right now.
Number one. Oh, yeah. Come on, guys. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's for you?
That fucking... The, oh. Oh.
I know.
Like, what was that? Oh,
yeah,
my God.
He's
a turd.
You know, well, and it's funny because this whole Tim Walz guy, there was a clip of him and like Kamala going around where she was asking him like something about dinner. He's like, I had white man tacos. You know, I tried to make these tacos, but they didn't turn out too well. And I'm, you know, like, not a lot of hot stuff on it. I can't handle it. You know, my throat, you know, white man throat, you know, he didn't go that far, but like he called them white man tacos. And then basically insinuating that he doesn't know how to cook tacos. And he's never really done this before. But then like, there's a tweet from 2 years ago where he like won this award for like his spiciest tacos, and he had like this very elaborate spicy like recipe. So
what?
He's like done this shit. Yeah. So I'm like, how can you say white man tacos and like you know nothing about it, but like you have this tweet that's out there showing that like you've had
you
accolades.
Definitely know how to make tacos.
Yeah, bro. You're like a taco savant. What are we talking about?
I just think,
what are you
taco
about?
They're
no.
Perpetual liars.
Yeah,
they
man.
Lie even
it
when
is.
They don't really need to lie, and they lie so much that I don't even know if they realize how much they're lying.
Yeah, and I mean, people soak it up, though, you know? Even when Trump lies, people are, they just, like, if you like somebody enough, you're willing to kind of, like, let that stuff slide and be like, you know what, he's just, He's trying to boast it up and make himself look like cool and stuff.
Well,
whatever.
No, but I understand. I understand about like boasting things and like making maybe even exaggerating things to make it seem better than it is.
Yeah.
But just straight up lying about like something that doesn't even exist. Like, I don't know how to make tacos, but yet I am a taco champion.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to try to find that. Like, what is this, like, Tim Walz taco? Because, like, it was, like, this big story. And then, like, you know how the media just blows this shit up, dude. Actually, I'm
When he says maybe he had a white man taco, a trans taco.
Oh, right here, dude. I think I just saved it. So, like, he says, I'm not a spice guy. And then he won a contest for his turkey taco hot dish.
Turkey tacos.
Yeah, so I just I saved it here. What is it? Minnesota Congressional Delegation 2016 something. What is that? Hot dish? So he won this turkey. And, he goes, I make a pretty mean hot dish right there. Look at this one. Star Tribune.
Boop, a turkey taco. Taco tot. Hot dish. So he made like a casserole.
Yeah, bro.
And right? Like that's kind of what that means, right? Turkey taco tot. That's hard. It's turkey taco tot hot dish. Why would you why would you say all that?
I know. That's like, just shut up and give me the taco.
I don't even think he made, actually, I don't even think he made tacos. You have this dish here. Tacos don't go on that dish.
Yeah, I know. Like, what are you doing with that dish? Throw the dish away. Just make me a fucking taco.
That's not where you put tacos in.
Yeah,
I mean, unless you have
a baking sheet.
Unless you have so many tacos that you're just like stacking them up in there.
Yeah. But... Well, dude, I saved the actual bookmark of his recipe, and then there's the video of him from his actual Twitter saying like, "Listen, I'm not much of a spice guy with my white man taco."
Oh yeah, here's the.
Yep, recipe winning taco hot dish.
1 pound ground turkey, 1 large red bell pepper, or 2 medium ones.
He's got tots in there, bro.
1 yellow onion. Well, that's what he said. Turkey taco tot hot dish.
Oh, shit. I didn't even see the tot hot dish.
Yeah, that's why I said it's hard. Dang. Turkey taco tot hot dish.
Oh, my God.
1 can diced mild green chilies, 1 bottle taco sauce, 16 ounce sour cream, 1 bag frozen tots, 4 cups shredded cheddar cheese, 3 cups sweet corn, cherry
tomatoes.
Okay,
are we going to go through the whole
thing? I don't know.
Dude, I want to try this. Like, you know, I'm not voting for the guy, but I'll eat his fucking taco shit. Like, that hot dish looks good.
It does look good. I don't know which one is his. Maybe it's that middle one right there. Maybe it's this one.
I don't know.
Or this click one. On... Oh, maybe this one.
Ooh, that one has the tater tots on it. Yep. Well, so does the middle one.
This looks like his bowl though.
Oh, that's right, dude. They cleaned it out and gave him the award.
Yeah, I think that's his dish he used, and then they put the sticker on it.
Well, dude, click on the tweet right below this. This is the video of him where he's meeting with Kamala, and he's like, "Yeah, I made a white guy taco. Listen,
and
I'm not
what like that black like, man.
Like I have white guy tacos and."
What is
like
that?
Black,
like mayonnaise and tuna? What are you doing?
Pretty much
what?
Ground beef and cheese.
That's
and,
okay. Do you put any flavor in it?
No. Oh. Here's the deal. No, they said to be careful and let her know this, that black pepper is the top of the spice level in Minnesota, you know?
I'm the first vice president, I believe, who has ever grown chili peppers.
I'm trying to expand my food knowledge.
You know, we've got some cantaloupes. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first vice president that has ever grown green peppers.
That's quite an achievement. I mean,
I'm actually gonna call bullshit on that.
Oh yeah,
I bet back in the day, like early presidents, I bet they were growing their own shit.
Oh yeah, you bet George Washington had his pepper farm going, you know,
for sure. And well, he wasn't the one farming them, obviously.
Well, I mean, yeah, we're getting a little sketchy there,
but he grew them, right?
That's true.
I bet they had their own shit, so that's another lie.
Yeah, dude. So, I mean, I just like, how pathetic. He's like, you know, I'm white guy tacos, you know, because I'm a white guy.
They,
I know nothing
they're
about.
So, they're both just fucking turds. They're
right?
Both turds.
The pandering. the pandering never stops to the race. And so that's where I was like, whatever, bud. So one last thing that we kind of wanted to talk about here is this. The Harris Commerce Secretary gets fact check on live TV. Looks like a fool.
Yeah, well, she's not just the Commerce Secretary. She used to be a governor.
Yeah, governor of bullshit. Not governor of like not knowing what's going on in the economy. But I guess.
Yeah. So I sent you guys the tweet the other day when apparently like almost a million jobs just straight up vanished.
Just gone.
Poof. Yeah, like they were claiming all these job growths, and then they actually went in and like looked at what the numbers were, and mm-hmm. they deducted like 881,000 of them.
You know what? I'm actually shocked they didn't add any. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think
let's pad these numbers.
I think it was some. I think it was a third party thing that went in and was like actually looking at it.
Oh.
And they're like, actually, we're like a million short of that.
You know, they do the exact opposite when it comes to funding Ukraine and finding just extra billions of dollars.
Oh, we just found $5 billion.
Send it on over. Ukraine needs it.
This reporter asked her about that and what she thinks of it and what they could do about this.
When you hear that, do you potentially think that this new numbers could be a liability for this campaign?
No. When I hear that, first of all, I don't believe it because I've never heard Donald Trump say anything truthful.
It is, though, from the Bureau of Labor.
I'm not familiar with that.
When you
I know not.
And granted, it cuts off there, but it's funny. Like she immediately goes to, I don't believe anything Donald Trump says. Well, actually, right? That was from the Bureau of Labor. She's like, oh, I don't know what that is.
And to be fair, like maybe the fucking the lady there that was reading off the card said Donald Trump said this, and so she's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I don't even think he said it. It just came out in a report.
Mm.
So she's just something bad against the economy under this president is just automatically something that Donald Trump is saying.
Yeah, it's fake news. You know what's the clips called?
But also. I don't know if she's like didn't know anything about the numbers. Is that what she's trying to say, or she doesn't know what the labor fucking place is?
Dude, who knows?
But either
so, what's her name? Gina Raimondo.
Yeah.
So she's going to be the Commerce Secretary, and so 818,000 jobs just weren't there. Right.
These aren't here. I don't know why we're counting these. These aren't here. These don't exist.
And so this was the non-farm payroll growth between April 2023 and March 2024 was revised down by the Bureau of Labor Statistics on Wednesday.
Mm. I think she may have been the governor in Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
I could be wrong.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't shock me, though. I mean, you know, and like to know these things off the back of your hand, you know, can you blame her for not knowing this shit?
But yes, like, because you're trying to be the fucking commerce person or whatever.
I agree.
You should know.
Senator like, the
why,
Wolves.
Why are you getting fucking voted in, or maybe not voted in, just put into a position?
It's true.
That requires you to know what is going on in the economy. And if you don't know anything about what the fuck she's talking about, then you shouldn't be there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and like, what is she planning on doing? Like, I want to hear what her response was, you know, like with the job.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where the full clip of that is. Mm. She probably doesn't have much of a response.
Probably not. You know, most of those people really don't.
Because that's what they do. They're just kind of like moving people around, regardless if they're actually qualified for the job or not.
Yeah. And then it's just a bunch of bullshit.
And then it's a bunch of fucking bullshit, and that's why we're in the fucking situation we're in.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So something else, and we titled the whole episode about this is RFK Jr. and Shanahan, his VP,
mm-hmm.
just announced today that they're going to be dropping out and endorsing Donald Trump this Friday.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they have officially announced. I think that's what's going to happen on Friday. But apparently, one of his aides or something, or somebody that were, I forget who it was, somebody that was working for RFK was on a podcast and said something about dropping out and teaming up with the Trump campaign.
Yeah, it was Shanahan. It was you have the clip, the Vigilant Fox saved it here. So it was it was Nicole Shanahan, his VP candidate. And yeah, let's listen to what she has to say. It's like a 2-minute clip, but be interested.
What my gut tells me right now is that we just have to keep being honest. I got to just keep being honest. I got to keep focusing on what matters the most outside of party lines.
Okay, pause it real quick. So, whoa, who is this guy?
I don't. Whoever the Impact Theory host is, that's who that is.
What in the Harry Potter just happened? Yeah, it's humongous ears and some glasses. But she's like, I got to be honest. You know, my whole thing, just my gut. I got to trust my gut and be honest.
I like how she stopped and looked in the camera and says, I just got to be honest.
That means she's there's like, no way in hell we're
like
going to win.
She's reassuring herself, like, I just have to stay being honest.
Well, I mean, being honest means you have no shot in hell of beating Donald Trump and even beating Kamala Harris. Like, you guys are clearly running just to detract votes away from people. That's why they were running, right?
I think initially he thought maybe he had a chance.
Well, and, you know, he did a lot better than any third-party candidate has done.
He did a lot better than Kamala did when she actually ran for president.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Better than the 3% that she was slug trailing.
That's true. Which is funny because she utterly failed back then in 2020. Yeah.
Well, she got slammed by freaking Tulsi.
Yeah. And then now all of a sudden, even though she became the VP, she was in the spotlight from then, from the time she failed miserably, all the way until now. But now all of a sudden she's got all the support behind her.
Right? Well, dude, and like the history, just like the history of her locking up black people, hiding evidence or like withholding evidence to keep people in prison so that way like she could use it as like a campaign prop. Mm-hmm. But I feel like people do that a lot.
Well, yeah.
Even Donald Trump with January 6th prisoners. But there was like a tweet that went around talking about, here, let me find it really quick, because this was something that I did not know. So this is, does anyone remember that time two undercover journalists exposed the Planned Parenthood was selling aborted baby body parts?
I do.
And the California Attorney General prosecuted the journalists?
I do remember that.
So that prosecutor.
That was Kamala Harris?
Yeah, that Attorney General was Kamala Harris. So Kamala Harris protected Planned Parenthood, who was selling baby body parts. Mm-hmm. And actually punished the journalists who uncovered this.
Imagine that.
What does that tell you?
They're offering free abortions and vasectomies there at the DNC anyway. So, I mean, they're all for it. And then they're
just
probably
throw the body parts in
then
the
they're
van.
Probably going to use, like, fill up the van. We got a van full, guys. And then they fucking cart it off and they got to sell it to the highest bidder.
Sell the body parts. You know, we got to make some cash here. Extra donations.
Well, let's finish up whatever she was saying about this.
Focus on a vision that goes beyond November. And if that means that we stay in and, you know, there's benefits to staying in. If we get over 5% of the vote, we actually establish ourselves as a party. 71% of Americans want.
Why does she look so emotional
third
right now?
Party.
She's going to
cry.
With
a real shot at winning. There's even public funds available if we get over 5% of the vote. So we could get, I think it's like $13.5 million in public funds to keep the party going. Mm. And that's, you know, that's worth something. That means that we can position for a real third party election in 2028 where we don't have to go around and spend tens of millions of dollars on ballot access.
Okay.
Which means that we can spend all of that time and money campaigning.
I'm assuming she's going to get to the point right now.
Yeah, this is a big buildup. I'm like,
if you get enough support, you get funding to be a party. Yeah, that's how that works. Mm-hmm. We know that.
But I mean, as a third party candidate, it takes a long time to get $13.5 million. not everybody can do that.
That's true.
You know? So, I mean, she's just saying she could bank that, hold on to that as the party, and spend it in 2028 on whatever they want. So, like, ballot access, I guess, costs a lot of time and effort and money. I don't know.
Apparently, that's what she said. It costs millions. Apparently. Or, yeah. I don't know if she said millions.
But, yeah, she's very emotional.
She seems very emotional, right?
Low rolling this out. This guy does not want to hear what she has to say. He's just like...
Yeah, this guy's very just like, I don't know.
This is not going well. I expected this to be. Hmm. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Let's finish this up. It's got like 30 seconds or whatever.
You know, there's two options that we're looking at. And one is staying in, forming that new party, but we run the risk of a Kamala Harris and Waltz presidency because we draw votes from Trump. Or we draw somehow more votes from Trump.
He's devastated.
We walk away right now and join forces with Donald Trump. And you know, we walk away from that and we explain to our base why we're making this decision. Mm. Not easy.
Clearly.
Yeah.
No! Clearly. It took you fucking 5 minutes to stay this bitch. Come on.
So,
yeah,
she's the way she's acting, the way she said, took so long to say that, and the way she is just like the way she looks emotional. Mm-hmm. It kind of looks like to me the decision's already been made.
And she did not want it to be this.
Yeah.
Right.
Otherwise, why are you still not emotional? This isn't an emotional happy. This is like an emotional disappointed.
Oh yeah. And I think that it's supposed to come off that way because it's like, hey, guys, I don't want to give up. But, like, you know, we have to be realistic here. Let's just, like, take a step back and look at it. We have no shot of winning. And we don't want to take, votes away from Trump because all the polls now are showing neck and neck. Kamala's at 84%, 89% for Trump.
I just find it really interesting because wasn't there stuff that was coming out, like, 2 weeks ago or something that – the RFK was meeting with the Kamala fucking campaign people about...
I think it was just a couple days ago.
Oh, was it just a couple days ago?
But that could have been, you know...
It could have been fake, I guess.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, if there's reports of him meeting there, like, searching for maybe a cabinet position or something, and mm-hmm. then all of a sudden they're like, oh, I guess we gotta team up with Trump, and now yeah. he's gonna be making, like, an address to the nation about it or something on Friday.
Right.
It's just, it's weird. Like, why the mixed signals here?
Well, it could be, you know, people trying to muddy the waters. It possibly. Might not just be his campaign. It might just be, like, random people saying, like, hey, word on the street is I got a close person, you know, blah, blah, blah.
What if he's going to be a secret agent?
Well, dude, so people are saying he's going to be appointed the CIA director.
I heard that. There was actually a tweet that I saved.
Could you imagine that, dude?
Yeah,
like
that would be
RFK
weird.
Jr. becomes the CIA director and reveals what actually happened to RFK or JFK.
That would be. I mean, who else to do it, right?
Yeah,
that would be.
Dude, that's what
crazy.
I'm saying. And you know what? Like, there might be some juice that not a lot of people know about the whole JFK stuff. Like, that would piss a lot of people off.
Well, wasn't there something that Trump said about it? A long time ago, he's like, if you were told what I was told about it, you would keep it a secret too, or something like that, something along those lines.
Makes you want to know.
What's up, dude?
What's up, man?
Davey boy.
Turn your light down just a little bit.
I told myself I'm not fucking missing. I don't give a shit if I'm here for 10 minutes.
Well, right now we're talking about the whole RFK and Trump team up, potentially. Yep.
Sure.
I don't know if you know if it's potential. Oh shit.
Well, he's dropping out of the race, and he's saying that he's going to endorse Trump.
Is this coming out
on Friday, right?
Apparently, he's making like an address to the nation on Friday, and it's already been kind of leaked that we just watched a video of his. Who's that chick?
That's his VP pick.
Yeah, Shanahan.
So she said there's two options. Yeah. One is we do our thing and we hope we get enough votes that we can get the money.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
To continue this party. Yeah. And the other option is join Trump.
Yeah, you missed the whole video, dude. It was very emotional.
I watched
and
it.
I mean,
oh, did you watch it?
No, I watched it today. Yeah,
that guy's so weird.
Yeah, the blank stare. I was like, man.
And then when she finishes and he goes, clearly.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I think I think she had it's a valid point. Like I know everybody likes the third party system and having a third party as an option. I think people want that. But at the same time, we've had that discussion numerous times where it's easier said than done. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're talking about, man, if we can just get 5%, you know, like it's good because you get that money coming in. But 5%, I mean, what's that going to do? You know what I'm saying? Like you're really, and she brought it up, you're really just pulling from the two parties at this point.
Well, yeah.
So I think
biggest thing that she laid out, she was saying that they have a chance of gaining $13.5 million to put towards the 2028 campaign, where you don't have to like focus on ballot access. You don't have to work on like all these different things. You can actually just focus on the campaign.
Yeah. And again, it's a good point. I think if you're trying to build a future as having a third party, you have to start somewhere, right? So if you can get that $13.5 million, which apparently is what you get, and then you can build on that over the next couple elections. It's going to take, it's not going to be the next one. Even 2020, it's going to not be great probably, but it's worth doing. I get it. But if you realize that Kamala is terrible, right, and that she's going to be really bad for the country, maybe the best thing to do is to join forces with Trump and try to get the ship on track. And if he does a good job, right, like if he actually gets into some position, right, and actually does a good job, people do like him, maybe that would be the boost that he needs to get more than 5%. You know,
well,
what
we're
saying?
Just saying there's rumors of him becoming the CIA director.
Yeah, well, that's just rumors, dude. And it's actually just a rumor that he's going to drop out and endorse Trump. Like, this is all just speculation, but I'm pretty sure it's going
to
happen.
I think they have to. I mean, obviously they can do whatever they want, but I think they kind of have to. I think you have to look at the writing on the wall. Kamala has got a boost since she's been now the pick, you know what I'm saying, basically. She's got a boost, and that was expected because you know that, you know, vote blue no matter who, that was going to happen, even though she's terrible and everybody knows it. And Trump is the guy. Like, you can dislike him, you can say whatever you want, but for right now, in this moment in time, Trump is the man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's the guy. So RFK doing his own thing, it's really not going to do anything right now. I think he has to acknowledge that. You know what I'm saying? For the better of having a third party down the road, it would be better for him to get in and actually show some change, and I think he's a viable, you know, prospect down the road.
Well, and everybody thought it was weird for him because, like, now is just not the good time to be the third party candidate, dude. Like, let Trump do his thing because he's gonna fucking win, dude. I mean,
back. I gotta piss.
Unless there's like something weird that happens, you know, again, just like in 2020.
Yeah.
But like the writing's on the wall that this is like Trump's time to win, right? And
well,
RFK is just like a little cog in the wheel right now. It's just.
He hasn't been able to have his voice, man. You know, like he hasn't got the press that some people get, you know. And so, to be fair, I think that there's, and we've talked about him frequently. I know we've had many discussions, but there's a lot of things I don't like about what he says or believes in.
Yeah.
But I think it was, I was watching some Tim Pool this morning on the way to work, and I think he said it best, you know. You can dislike certain things about RFK, but he is good at one thing, and that is the whole, you know, the seeds and your health and all this stuff. And I think that's where he should go. I think the CIA thing, that whatever that was, I wasn't here for that part.
Dude, that'll, you know where that stemmed from?
Well, I'm guessing from his uncle and shit.
No, it stemmed from a Benny Johnson interview with Don Jr. And Benny Johnson threw out the idea of CIA director, and all like Don Jr. was saying was like, well, I think that would be a great idea. You know, there's a dozen roles I've loved to see him in, but yeah, that'd be a good one.
I think if you
Alex Jones actually just came out saying that he's being considered for attorney general. So Kennedy as attorney general,
you know, maybe I'm sure I think it's wide open for him, but
he is a lawyer.
Yeah, so. But I think where you look at what people love about him, and it's his, it's his environmental things, it's his health things. You know, we do have issues in the country, right, with health. We do have issues with environmental. You know, I'm not some green guy. You know what I'm saying? I don't think any of us are. But you have to also admit that there's areas that we can improve, and I think that is his, that is his bread and butter. You know what I'm saying? Like, of all for the sure. things, that is his. So put him in a health advisory. You know, not a health advisory. I don't know what the actual position would be, but like, is it attorney? Would that be attorney general? What is that?
I mean, I guess, yeah. Attorney general can put warnings on cigarettes. Attorney general can put warnings on vaccines and all that shit.
Yeah, so. I mean, yeah. whatever position. I'm not that smart with that kind of stuff. All the names, but whatever position that would be, because I think, and what Tim Pool was saying, which I tend to agree with this one, is Trump could come out and say, "Listen, this guy's great. He already did. He's like, he's a smart man. He's very knowledgeable on this stuff, on certain things." But he could come out and say, "Listen, I don't agree with his gun policies. I don't agree with a few of his policies, actually. However," if you're talking about health, there is not a better person for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this man can come in here and do the job. We're going to make sure that he's not going rogue on shit. But why would you not? You get that boost from having Kennedy. It puts him in a spot where he actually can make some change that he feels fit for the country as well. And I think it would better his party down the road if he wanted to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. It gives him exposure.
Exactly.
If nothing else. I mean, it gives him a chance to actually get shit done mm-hmm. that he's wanted to get done the entire time, except for, like, on a larger scale.
Yes,
know?
Agree. 100% agree. And I think it would be good. I think the other one was like, you know, the Tulsi Gabbards and stuff, you know, like working with her more, putting her into positions. Mm-hmm. If he can start bringing, because she's a defector of the Democratic Party, right? So if you can bring her in a position that she would be suited, and kind of prop up RFK and kind of show that you're the party of the disenfranchised, if you will, and that you accept all, and, you know, like, I think that is a boost that the Republicans need right now to, like, really clear out the spot for Kamala. You know what I'm saying? Like, to get her out. No? No, I was looking at Chris.
Come on, Chris.
Chris gave me that look.
What are you thinking here, Chris?
I don't think they need to clear out anything. I think they're just gonna push through it.
I think you're misunderstanding what I'm saying.
What?
I think Kamala is. I think it's easy to say she's dumb. I think it's easy to say she doesn't have a chance. And I think the reality is she has a very good chance to win. I really do. And so, like, we can't.
You really think that?
Yeah, I do. I do think that.
Why?
Because I think that people are stupid. I think that people
and
are going to
the
vote.
Only option other than Trump, dude.
Yeah, and I think that, like, there's, you know, you got a lot of younger people who are dumb. They don't understand that she has really no policy. I mean, let's be real. She's running right now with no policy, okay? And she's saying all this shit about, you know, I'm going to fix X, Y, and Z. I'm going to fix the economy. You've been in government for 3 years now. You've been VP for 3 years. You haven't fixed shit. This is still your fucking administration that's in office right now. So
she's the border czar, right?
Exactly. Now I understand that there's going to be ebbs and flows. I think there's a roller coaster. They're on a high and they're coming down a little bit right now. But, like, we have to understand that, like, Democrats in general vote off emotion, period. Like, it has nothing to do with policy. It has nothing to do with that shit. And if she is the candidate and Obama's out here saying, like, we're ready for Kamala, people will just vote for her, not giving a shit about her policy. And there are more Democrats in this country than Republicans. There just are.
What do you think? What do you think about? Because we brought it up shortly before you got here about RFK going in and talking to the Harris campaign about a cabinet position. Apparently, there was that happened like a few days ago.
But so, like, where did that come from? Because I think that was just a rumor on Twitter, dude. I don't know.
Oh, I mean. I have no idea.
I'll tell you this. The reason I don't believe that is just watching enough of RFK to understand that I don't think he has a lot of respect for her at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why you're seeing this decision that's possibly being made where they're talking about joining forces with Trump. He wouldn't do that if he didn't feel like if Kamala wins, all hell would break loose.
Yeah.
And so if he just felt like, well, you know, she wins and we got next, you know, the next election. He obviously feels like, listen, we don't have a chance to really win this. All we can do is really fuck up one of the parties. And if Kamala gets in, we're fucked. And that would tell me personally that I don't think he thinks highly of her or the Democrats right now, to be honest with you. So
Interesting. It's interesting because if you look at the history of RFK Jr. and Trump, both have kind of said bad things about how they've handled COVID. RFK Jr., I think this was, you know, previously, like during this year, he just put out something that was like, Trump asked me in 2017 to lead this vaccine safety commission. Shortly after that, he, you know, Pfizer donated him like $1 million, and then he just stopped with this whole thing, right? And so, like, and then Trump also said, like, RFK Jr. had, like, wacky vaccine conspiracy stuff going on. So I'm wondering how they're going to, like, compromise and settle that.
Yeah, but what year was that?
Well, I don't think they're going to have
like, this year, dude, because they were running.
I don't think they're going to have to settle anything. I think Trump is making his way to that side now. He just said, I don't know if it was today, in a fucking rally. Where did it go? About all the everyone that was injured. He had announced that all military members who were discharged for refusing the COVID mandate will be reinstated and receive full back pay, along with a formal apology from the United States government.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's, to me, is damage control, you know, a little bit.
Exactly, it is.
But why? What do you mean, damage control? He doesn't have to do damage control.
I think he does. I think he does a little bit, because, and I'm not saying for me personally, but I'm saying we've had even Greg talk about it a little bit. Some of the hang up on Trump has been his you know, the COVID stuff. I mean, we know that to be true. And so if you have these like loose ends and phrase that are problematic to some that would normally vote for you, which I think the vaccine probably is one, that would be cleaning up the damage. So of course he's going to come out and say, you know, hey, yeah, we should definitely apologize for that. We should definitely reinstate them. They should be reinstated.
Especially if you have RFK coming in too.
Yeah. But when you said 2017 is when RFK was asked about that, and then he was quit talking about it.
No. So that's, he was posting this recently talking about, you know, back in 2017, mm-hmm. Trump was all about this vaccine safety commission.
Yeah.
And then after Pfizer donated $1 million to President Trump's inaugural committee, he basically backed off that promise to me. And he kicked out RFK Jr. He said that, we made a promising start with several preliminary, well, I guess I can bookmark it so you guys can pull it up. We made promising start with several preliminary meetings with federal health officials, including Francis Collins and Anthony Fauci in February and March. At the end of March, President Trump appointed Pfizer's handpicked candidate Scott Gottlieb as FDA director. So the FDA director was straight from Pfizer, right? And Gottlieb served on Pfizer's board of directors and product investment board for GlaxoSmithKline, the world's top vaccine maker. Gottlieb killed the Vaccine Safety Commission and declared war on homeopathy. In November, President Trump appointed Eli Lilly President Alex Azar as the HHS secretary. Afterward, President Trump cut off all communications with us and Francis Collins, Tony Fauci's boss, told us to take a hike and stop calling him. Yeah. And that's been reported for a while.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That happened in 2017, correct? I'm not saying he's texting now, but I'm saying this whole thing was 2017, right?
Yeah, but okay. I'm just saying, like, that is a previous relationship that I don't think has been rekindled. Well, there's still some beef there.
I mean, I don't know, man. I would look at it in the sense of they've both spoke highly of each other since then. I think I've heard RFK multiple. I know that they're running against each other, and RFK has made that very clear. He's an opponent, right? Yeah. But there's a lot of nice words that have been said about Trump, especially coming to his defense when it comes to, you know, the attacks from government on him. And Trump hasn't really not said anything negative. I'm sure in the heat of moments he probably has. But we also have to understand, too, that, like, you're talking about 2017, right? Like,
well, here, I just bookmarked a video. It's 2 minutes and 43 seconds. We can listen to Donald Trump talk about it. He says RFK Jr. is the most radical left candidate in this race by far. So let's hear from the horse's mouth, I guess.
When was this?
This came out April 11th.
Oh.
RFK Jr. is, as you know, the most radical left candidate in the race. He's more so than the Green Party. He's more so than even crooked Joe Biden. But he's got some nice things about him. I happen to like him. Unfortunately, he is about the Green New scam because he believes in that, and a lot of people don't. They want to see our country become rich and wealthy and strong and powerful and lots of other things and not waste money doing something that nobody wants and everybody knows doesn't work. I guess that would mean that RFK Jr. is going to be taking away votes from Crooked Joe Biden, and he should, because he's actually better than Biden. He's much better than Biden. If I were a Democrat, I'd vote for RFK Jr. every single time over Biden, because he's frankly more in line with Democrats. RFK Jr.'s running mate, Nicole Shanahan, is also a very liberal person, but that's okay. She's got plenty of money from her ex-husband.
Okay. I mean, it's mostly good things, right?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, and I get it, right? Like, he starts off saying he's a right, but listen, first of all, he's talked shit about Ted Cruz. He's talked shit about Marco Rubio. You know what I mean? Like, in the moment of a campaign, you're going to say some probably stuff that's...
Dude, what did he say about Ted Cruz? Like, he killed Lincoln? Like, his like...
I don't know. I just remember he said he had a dog for a wife or something like that. It was something pretty brutal.
Oh, God.
But my point is in the campaigning, right, you're going to say things and they're probably going to be exaggerated to some extent. But what I take from it is he said that he would vote for him if he was a Democrat. He's the most, you know, identifies the most with what Democrats should be.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes out and says he has a lot of good qualities. And I think that's what I was telling you before is, like, he does have some really good qualities. There's a lot of things I don't like about him. But his policy, as far as health, I think he's right on with people's health. I think he understands vaccines, and I think he understands you know, the food that,
like,
we put
water,
in our bodies.
Water, environmental health.
Yeah, man. But, like, yeah, I'm not a big supporter of the Green New Deal. Like, who is? You know what I'm saying? Like, if he supports that, I wouldn't agree with him.
I don't know if he does support that or not. But, like, I think that he thinks that more regulation will help. Where I just don't know if regulation will help, because if your regulation is being paid off to turn a blind eye, you know, look the other way, you know, that doesn't really help things. So, like, you got to regulate the regulators now. It's just like a big fucking mess. Like,
I was going to say, though, if all this happened in 2017, this was pre-pandemic, you know what I'm saying? This was before all the shit came out. I have to be able to give Trump some room of growth. I have to assume that even if he had a stance, and a lot of people had stances when this first came out, that they believed it was real, or that they believed that the vaccines may be helpful. And, you know, the best case scenario is that they learn, however long it takes them, that it wasn't good. The vaccines aren't good for you. And we've seen a lot of people sway off of that ideology and move into, like, fuck, we got duped. And, you know, you can criticize them at the time for not getting it as soon as other people got it. But we have to have some time, because some people just aren't going to take it that way. So,
well, I mean, God forbid he gets duped again, bro, because the country can't handle it.
No, listen, I would like to think that that would not be the case. Now, if it is the case, then, yeah, we have plenty of criticism then at that point. But I think he knows that it's not popular. I think he understands that it's not popular. He also is Trump, and he has to make sure that he reflects that it's not popular, but also reflects that he did great things. You know, I did great things. I saved lives.
I mean, he probably did save lives in the fact that we weren't locked down for the next 15 years.
That's all speculation, though. I don't think we would have stayed. We wouldn't have stayed down, like, locked down for 15 years.
How long would it have taken without what he did to make the vaccine available quicker? Mm-hmm. How long would it have taken?
I mean, the writing was on the wall that, like, people were starting to push back a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, you saw people opening synagogues, staying open in the church, pushing back, breaking through chain link doors. They're getting arrested. People are fighting back against the police. So I'm just saying, like, you had a more of a micro level of fighting, because the police had to enforce these fucking, like, 1984 Draconian laws where get back in your home, like, wear your mask. What are you doing outside? And so people were pushing back against the wrong enemy, but there was some pushback.
Yeah.
And then the vaccine started rolling out soon after that. So I think that, I mean, within a year, you would have had massive crowds pushing, and there would have been violence, dude.
It would have been violence. I agree.
I don't disagree with that either.
I think 10 years of that.
I don't think they would have been 10.
I don't think necessarily that Chris was even assuming that 10 years. I think the idea was that, like, how long would this have gone? Like, a couple more years would have been excruciating. You know what I'm saying? But to your point, like, we were seeing a huge pushback, not just from people, but even businesses, you know, where they were like,
true,
I can't fucking do this anymore.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? If you're talking another year of this, like, I might as well just fucking go off, because I'm not going to have anything left, you know? So there was some natural shit that was changing. You know,
that doesn't mean that they would have backed down.
It actually, you know what? It might have been better.
Would have been better.
I hate to say it. It might have been better if they would have tried to lock us down, because we would have had this natural grassroots pushback. But then again, we all know that those get infiltrated. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and also, like, violence is not, you know, if it was to lead to, like, real civil unrest, like, how many people would have lost their lives based off of that, right? Like, how far would that have gone? But
that's not even people against the government. That would just people amongst themselves, even.
I just think that is something that Trump, you know, like, I think it's easy to say that. I think that is going to always be his talking point. Like, I saved lives because I was able to get it out. But that doesn't mean it's right. I don't think he's fully wrong. I don't think he's fully right either. I think what he should have done was he should have had better advisors around him. And I think he should have called it like it was. I think he should have said, like, hey, you know, in this country, you have the right to take a vaccine and we have it available. However,
that's what he did. That's what him personally did.
Yeah, but him.
And then he was also pushing the other stuff too. Like, there's other options you could do.
See, what pisses me off though is, like, and I disagree with that. I'm going to say that's always going to be the one thing about Trump that bothers me. He's now saying, and we've seen it with Texas and other places where, you know, he will defund certain organizations that are going to implement things on employees and all this shit. He's going to, like, you could have done that then.
Right.
So, like, just saying, I'm not the one that's doing it to you. Like, that's not good enough for most people. I'm not saying it's bad or good, but that's a cop out, because I can be like, well, I'm not the one that stabbed you in the back, but I'm the one that, you know, was allowing it to happen. You know what I mean?
Don't you guys see that that's what the politics game is? It's allowing the other person to be the bad guy so you can come in as the savior good guy and say,
oh, for sure,
I'm not going to do what they did. This is.
Yeah, I think that that's his thing. But we also have to understand that, like, there's I've said it to you before, like, I'm not going to pin him for that as, like, he's not worthy. Like, the guy is, in general, been pretty solid for our government, for our well-being. And so you're never going to have a perfect person. We might as well never vote and never have anybody, because there's no one that's going to satisfy everybody, right? I am critical of him, and I think you are too, Greg. But that doesn't mean that I'm also, like, not still supporting the guy. You know what I'm saying? I want to say that I'd like to see that he's made changes. That he's understood, and maybe, you know, just even the stuff that Chris was just talking about, man, if you're making those things, like, we can easily say, well, it's him kind of correcting the ship. But as long as you're doing it and you're proceeding to do it and you're continuing to do it, then I have to assume that you understand that you were wrong before. But he's just never going to say he's wrong.
Well, yeah. I wonder if that's going to be part of the game plan if this whole RFK and him joining forces happens. Like, maybe he's not going to be the head of, like, the CIA. Maybe he's, like you were saying, some medical position, and that's what they're going to, like, come together and fight against the whole fucking monopoly of pharmaceutical companies.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Because he did that speech a long time ago about how the pharmaceutical companies, something he was going to do, they weren't going to like it. And they were going to be after him.
Yeah. Did you watch Theo Vaughn's interview with
him? Well,
though?
That was more about doing like cocaine? Crisis, yeah. Right?
I mean,
I didn't watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, he basically said in that interview, when Theo was asking about lobbyists and shit, he basically said, there's not much you can do about it. You can do some shit to, like, try to hinder, you know, but like, you're not going to stop it. You're not going to stop it.
Trump said that he wouldn't take, like, donor money, and then he took $1 million from Pfizer. So it's like,
according,
you know,
I
and then
mean,
he had $100 million from Cheryl Adelson or something. So. It's like, dude, yeah, you say you're not going to do it, but you're going to do it. And that's what sucks about politics is, like, everybody thought that Trump was, like, this outsider coming in as, like, to say fuck you to the system. But then he kind of just, like, rode the system and kind of took advantage of the system. You know what I mean?
Yeah, see, I disagree with that term too, though. Like, I think it's easy to be an outsider. He was an outsider. Like, I think it's pretty clear. I don't know. I would just, if you're in a court of law and you're looking at the information and the data that we have of Trump, like, there's nothing that says he's not an outsider. The attacks on him, the coordinated efforts from Democrats and the deep state, like, that is everything that says he's an outsider. But, like, I think what's mistaken is you have to understand that anytime, I just was watching an interview with a band. I actually don't like the band at all, but there's this band called King 810. And I've never liked them. I thought they were kind of crappy, but the interview I thought was interesting. There are these rebel guys. They were always getting arrested and shit. They have shitty music, in my opinion. But their point was like, you know, we came into the music industry not giving a fuck, you know? And, you know, what we came to find out was years later, like, yeah, we probably should bump elbows. We probably should entertain and do podcasts and actually socialize with people, because we know the system's fucked. We know the music industry's fucked. But in order to like change the industry, you have to be involved with these people. And so with that said, I think it's easy to say that he's the outsider and he should have never taken. But where would he be without any of that, right? Like, I'm just being honest.
He's Batman, dude.
Well, I think he's Batman. I'm just saying.
I think he's you know.
Yeah,
he's playing the game, and he's going to like come out and save everybody. Dude.
You have to play it. I think what people care about is the outcome. Like,
yeah,
if the economy turns around and it's really good, and people have money in their pockets, and they feel positive, and they feel like their lives are coming back to normal, no one's going to give two fucks about $1 million from a pharmaceutical company. I'm just being honest. Like, you're going to be like, well, fuck, I have so much money in my pocket, but fuck him for taking that $1 million. You're going to be like, well, if he had to get that million and do what he was going to do, the outcome ended up being good, then no one's going to complain about it.
Yeah.
It's just that everything was bad. You know what I'm saying? It got bad with the pharmaceutical shit because of COVID. That is easy to criticize him on those things. So I don't know, man.
But you know what I mean? Like, how did it get that bad? You know, like, was there no oversight of what was being done over in China? Was there no oversight of, like, our own federal agencies?
Dude, I don't...
And I get it's not Trump's fault, you know, whatever, but I'm just like, come on,
Trump
dude.
Is a piece. And at the end of the day, he's a president, and he's the one that you see, but there's so many moving figures. And even reading that tweet from JFK, it's like, oh, so-and-so was brought in. Who brought that person in? Trump handpicked them? Is that what he said? Because I don't think that's what he said.
I guess.
And then when he called some woman that is the boss of Fauci, told him to fuck piss off.
Yeah, actually, Trump did hire those people. Alex Azar and then Gottlieb. He brought them in.
That's fine. Listen, I'm at work. I don't know about you guys. I have people come in. Hey, this person needs a job. Let me still get it. Okay. Yeah, they look pretty good, man. Can they work? Can they work the shifts I need them? Sure. Great. Bring them in. How many people are in government right now? Too fucking many, I would argue. So I'm just saying, go look up the stats of how many people Trump brought into government. Okay. And I'm guessing it's hundreds of people. And I highly fucking doubt that he knows the background of all of them. I'm sure that some advisor came through and said...
Well, he says now he does. Yeah. So he's like, I know the good ones, I know the bad ones. So we'll see if he hires the swamp.
I just think we don't have
to get into like a big argument about
is a good thing, though. I think that like we have to understand that like he has advisors who have advisors, and they say, and I think that's what happened with Fauci. This guy's been around a long time. He knows his shit. You know, he's a guy we've trusted for a long time. Like, you should bring him on. And he's like, all right, yeah. You know, like, who knows? I'm just saying, like, the dude's got so much shit going. Any president does. Biden does. Yeah. Right? Every one of them. Well, maybe not a lot in his head. But in theory, they all do. So it's hard for me to criticize every single person. There was good ones and there were bad ones, man.
Yeah. Well, dude, like, you guys brought up the Theo Vaughn interview, and I did save a clip of him talking to Trump about cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
And Trump just sounds so clueless about cocaine. He's like,
yeah,
is it a good thing? You like doing that? Is that, you still do it? Do you still do it?
Funny, Whitney said in the chat, like, he called Trump homie.
Yeah, he did. It was kind of, I like
what's up, homie?
Well, I would just do cocaine. That was really, yeah. So,
That's down and dirty, right?
Yeah.
And
it was, yeah.
But you don't anymore?
No, I don't do it anymore, man, and I'm not doing
it. Is it too much? Too much to handle?
Some of the stuff started to get a real rattle in it, too. I don't know where we were even getting it from in this country, but, yeah, it started to make me feel like I was a mechanic or something.
So the thing you go back to then is alcohol for the most part.
Right, yeah, but what I want probably is cocaine, but I know that if I have a drink, then it'll be like, okay, well, I had a drink, then I can do this.
Is cocaine a stronger up?
Yeah.
So you're way up with cocaine more than anything else you can think of.
Cocaine will turn you into a damn owl, homie, you know what I'm saying? You'll be out on your own porch, you know?
Yeah.
You'll be your own street lamp. You're freaking...
And is that a good feeling? Well,
no.
It's a miserable feeling.
But you do it anyway, just like the guy you're saying with the scotch. Like you
had it.
Dude, I got to be honest with you. I thought this was one of the... I finished this interview and I was like, that is the thing that people need to see.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't super politically driven. You know what I'm saying? It was very personal, especially when his brother stuff. And I know he kind of dodged some of those. But it just was a really good sit down. Theo Vaughn's good at just... making shit. I know Trump didn't catch a lot of what Theo was saying. I was aware of it. He says some stuff and Trump really just ignored what he said. Like He, you know, because that's what Theo does. He
the
just
comedy
says,
part of it.
Yeah.
Like you're going to be on your own porch. You'll be but your own street lamp.
I like that Trump kind of got into it with him. And you know, I just thought it was a good conversation. It was like a wholesome conversation, man. I dug it. Yeah. I thought that was a good look for Trump. It was like grandpa and grandson. You know what I mean? Like, you guys do what?
I'm curious to see if Trump continues these appearances, like, after the election, you know? Like, if he becomes president, will he, like, show up on random smaller podcasts? Or not? I guess not smaller, but, like, you know.
Yeah, he should. I think there's a – I think, you know, he's smart enough to understand that there is a market for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's people that he can reach that he wouldn't reach before.
For sure.
Getting younger a Theo – because now Theo just had Bernie Sanders on. So I know Theo is, like, looking and willing to kind of, like, you know, for the most part, like Joe Rogan does, where he brings multiple different people in. But – I think that, yeah, Theo having him on and shooting the shit with him and having some fun talks about UFC, it makes him seem like a person that's not just politically, everything's political. He was like talking about the fighters and like, man, he really, that shit wins people over. They're like, oh
yeah,
he's
Trump's
semi-normal.
Super into UFC.
Yeah.
He goes to every one of them. Almost every one.
A lot of them, man. And so, yeah.
Almost every one of them.
Oh, he goes to a lot of them.
Yeah, it was good. I thought it was a good one, man. It's weird seeing him in like a blazer and trying to be all like semi-normal, you know, Theo. It's good. But yeah, man, I don't know, man. I'm excited about that. I think it's going to be fun. I still think it's going to be fun and wild. You see California just turn away, like Heather said, they're going to pass on giving the delegates to Kamala. That was
But I think that's normal.
Eh.
Because it happened during the RNC too.
Yeah. Yeah. But I thought California, that was her state, bro.
That is her state, which
her fucking state. It's kind of a weird thing. And that one guy couldn't even talk. You remember that guy? Did you see that part where he literally just could not speak? And he's like, "Oh God, oh God."
No, but I did.
Are you talking about the DNC or
yes,
what are
the
we
DNC
about?
Man? It was Wisconsin, and they all were wearing their cheese heads.
Oh,
and whoever the fucking governor is, or whoever it is in from Wisconsin, he was trying to speak, and he was literally like bumbling his words so bad, and he just goes, "Oh God!" And they're like, "It's okay, Bob, dude. I saved you. You gotta play the clip before we go. You have to play.
Where?
It's on my TikTok, man." And he's just like, "Oh God, oh God!" And they're like, "We love you, man," or whatever. It was.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Ooh, that fucking music.
We're out.
It's that guy right there, fourth one. Yeah, just play this real quick, dude. It's fucking funny to me. Oh. Tony Evers, the governor.
Because I'm jazz as hell to announce that Wisconsin passed one vote present and 90 more votes for former Wisconsinite, former state, oh my God.
Oh shit! We love you, Tony!
Woo! 94 votes.
Dude, that's like...
Say it, bro! You can't
like Joe Biden.
It.
Joe Biden 2.0.
I'll get there, Jason. I'll get there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
94 votes for former Wisconsinite, vice president, and our next president of the United States of America, Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Dude,
Jesus,
man, it must
that's
run in
really
the party,
bad.
Bro.
Kamala,
so bad. I love when he says, "Oh God," and the guy's like, "We love you, Tony."
I know everybody's just, like cheering him on like a freaking like
the DNC.
Disabled. You can do it. Come on.
The DNC is like a collection of people that go to retirement homes and be like, "Betty, you still have it. You look great." And they're like, "Thank you." You know, it's fucking sad, bro. It's so sad. It's a sad DNC, or the whole DNC, I think, has been sad, to be honest with you.
Yeah, RNC was kind of sad, too. I mean,
yeah,
all of it's
fuck.
Fucking sad, dude.
Was,
I hate it.
I just felt like the energy was better, dude. I mean, it just, I don't know, man.
Oh, yeah, Hulk Hogan ripping his shirt off? That's
I'm down. I'm fucking game.
Yeah,
dude.
It's true. Like off the chain, bro.
You just look in the crowd at the DNC, and you're like, man, that is exactly who you think it's going to be. You know what I mean? It's just like the fucking beta males and the fucking weird transsexuals and AI and fucking jeez.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, good show.
Hell yeah, brothers.
Yeah, man. Sorry.
Glad you made it, Dave.
Yeah, I tried.
Yeah, you made it for the last half.
Hey, it's cool, man. I'm here to finish the job.
The cleanup crew.
Thank you for all the support, everybody.
Yes, sir.
Until next time.
Peace.
Save big money on your next project. Now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now. Save big.